Chapter 28, Weekend Update. Hey, Norm, how'd you get Weekend Update? I'm out of cigarettes, so I pour a few grains of liquid morphine into a glass pipe. I use a torch lighter that sends an obelisk of hard blue fire to attack the glass and make the morphine sizzle and spit like bacon grease. My mind begins a crazy dance. Well, let me think, Adam Egget. Let me think. There was only a week until my second season on SNL began. I was out of prison and had my immortal soul intact. Sarah had just announced she would be leaving the show. She said she could no longer live in New York, that she was being tormented day and night by some obsessive stalker. This caught me completely by surprise, as I had taken to hanging around Sarah's apartment, hiding in the bushes day and night, watching her come and go, and I had never seen any signs of a stalker. But she was gone now, and I had to turn my attention to my future at SNL. The problem was, Lauren still had no idea what to do with me. The two of us had been partying pretty heavy for 3 days straight down at the Chelsea Hotel, but we had been discussing a serious matter as well. What would my role on SNL be next season? You can't write, said Lauren. You can't act or do characters. I simply don't know how we can use you. There was a lot of truth in what Lauren said, but it still hurt. I knew I could write because I had been doing stand-up for years and had plenty of surefire bits that would make for dynamite sketches. And I knew I could appear in those sketches because I'd performed those stand-up bits thousands of times to wildly mixed reactions. I told Lauren as much. He looked at me long, and his eyes were tranquil and pale. Norm, the thing is, you're not really suited for the show. You're more suited to touring the country, playing smaller and smaller clubs until you finally fizzle into oblivion and are given an unattended pauper's funeral, he said. There was a lot of truth in what Lauren said, but it still hurt. Suddenly, I saw a light bulb go on over Lauren's head, and his eyes brightened, and I could tell he had an idea. But no such luck. It was just that goddamn bare light bulb that hung from the ceiling and kept going on and off all day. Finally, as usual in creative matters, it was the drugs that thought up the idea. After Lauren had injected himself with a near-fatal dose of the opioid, his eyes rolled back in his head, then returned to where a fellow's eyes usually rest. Let me ask you a question, Norm, and I want you to be completely honest with me. Of course I'll be honest, Lauren. Fat chance. If we let you sit down on a chair behind a desk, and we stick giant cue cards 2 feet in front of your face, do you think you could read what is on those cue cards? Of course, Lauren, I said, and I won't let you down. I just have one question. Do I get to have a gun? I always asked this question every time someone had a plan for me, just in case they said yes. Like everyone else, Lauren said no. Let's celebrate by throwing the TV out the window, I suggested. But now Lauren looked concerned. I just remembered Al Franken wants the update spot, and he's been lobbying pretty hard for it. The truth is he's much more qualified than you. He's been on the show since its inception, and there's nothing concerning politics or satire that Al is not on intimate terms with, whereas you're an illiterate nightclub comic. There was a lot of truth in what Lauren said, but it was really starting to get on my nerves. Look, Lauren, what if I was to tell you that if Al Franken were to step aside and allow me to host Update, I could make him a United States senator? How could you possibly make that happen, Norm? I know people. I was telling the truth, but only technically. I did know people, more than 24, in fact, but none who could help make a civilian into a senator. It was a huge bluff, but Lauren bought it. In an interesting sidebar, Al Franken, buoyed by the idea that the fix was in for him, ran for office in 2009 and became the junior senator representing Minnesota. He has not been heard from since. Hey, Lauren, I was thinking the best writer at SNL, Jim Downey, could be head writer of Update, I said, as I tossed a double shot of morphine at his feet. What do you say? Jim Downey was the best writer at SNL. He'd been there since the beginning and only left for a short spell to work on Late Night with David Letterman. He had helped usher into being two of the best and most original comedy shows of his generation. Not bad for a guy with a grade one education. I knew that Downey's platinum writing credentials, combined with my ability to read words off giant cue cards that the producers would place 2 feet in front of my face, would be a potent mix. "Well, the thing is, Norm, you were absolutely correct," said Lorne. "Jim is nonpareil." Then he just looked at me. A long time passed, maybe 45 minutes. Until I finally said, "All right, all right. What's that word mean?" "Oh, it means he is without parallel. He's the best writer we have. We use him to write all the political sketches." "I have a better idea," I said. "He'll work for me. That way the jokes will all be surefire, and I'll just have to read them." "Sorry, Norm. Jim will write the political sketches. He's much too valuable to only be working on Update. When it comes to the show, Norm, you'll find I don't compromise. SNL always comes first." "I'll give you 3 times as much morphine." Lorne picked up his phone and dialed. "Jim, you're on Update from now on." Thank God for Lorne Michaels and his hopeless addiction to liquid morphine.